Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness. And this is episode 38.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, The Ridiculousness with Monday.
Right, I have back with me, again, returning guests. It's been a lot of returning guests with my podcast. It's good, old favourites. We have Pret back on the airwaves, or now Sir Pret, really. I have to bow down to you. I think you are a higher YouTube being than I. I can attract 10 subscribers on YouTube. You attract in the thousands. So, you know.
I just looked at your Twitter, actually, and you've got like a billion followers, so.
Yeah.
You beat me there, I guess.
That doesn't, but you know, I don't know if that really translates. And you know what I mean? Because, I don't know, follows can be easy to attract, I find. If you follow the right people, and you know what I mean? It's the follow back crew, really, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It gets me out, because I don't know, as you can see though, next to it, my follow number, the amount of people that I follow, obviously it's you know, it's a lot higher as well, so. Yeah.
When I look at mine though, it's really depressing. It's like 800 people I'm following, and I've got 200 followers. So,
see, I had to cut like a lot of like famous people out of it, really. But you know, I've kept the ones that I really care about. There was just like when I first started on Twitter, I didn't really know what I was doing, so I was like, I'll follow all of these famous people because I saw them on, I don't know, Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow or whatever. Fucking, let's follow this twat. And yeah, they just talk shit. So most of them, I had to go through it. I got one of those unfollow programs where you can just look at your follower and like easily like just click on and off. So yeah.
I follow everyone who I like the name of. He's got a full name.
Yeah. No, I'll do that myself. There's one guy, at totally your age, or not a pedo. And his photo's Jimmy Savile as well.
Wow.
That's a brave one. That's a brave one. but yeah, respectively, he's only got like 20 followers, I think. So. You know, it's what you make of it.
Indeed.
So, I would you like to? Oh, cool.
We're Twittering right now.
Wow. This is live Twittering. See, I'm much more used to it on my phone. Oh no, that's the button. I get confused over the buttons. Oh sweet. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, retweet that motherfucker. Woo. There you go. I've made Twitter my bitch now. That's what I've decided. Twitter works for me. And I've just left it alone. I'll just do as much as I can. I like talking about my food. That's good. That's about it. Just follow people that follow me now. Cause I, like, on a daily basis, I'll have like 3 or 4 people that will follow me. So yeah, it's just.
Wow. I've only recently started using it. Like, well, I've had it for ages, but I never really tweeted anything except from like when I upload a video. But now
yeah,
it's just
yeah.
Everything. So I'm just going to have a shit. Everyone.
There was one guy I saw, he actually took a photo of himself, like, from his point of view, sitting on the toilet, having a shit. Having a shit right now. Like, what the... that's not something that I want to see.
I kind of want to see it, but, you know.
I don't know. They were unattractive legs. If they were more attractive legs, I don't know. Like, oh, I don't know. I can't think of somebody with attractive legs. No, there's nobody coming to mind, so fuck it. Cool. Did you want to give a shout out for your Twitter address, your app handle, or whatever the fuck it's called?
I don't even know what it is. Is it? Oh, it's at xxpretxx.
Yeah, sweet.
It's better than yours. Dear. Yours is like.
Oh, it's fucking long.
TR and ridiculousness.
Doesn't make any sense, does it? Really?
No.
Yeah. I was high when I wrote that one. obviously, and my email address as well, theridiculousness@gmail.com. Like, who the fuck is going to type all that in? That's probably why I haven't got an email on there. So, I was thinking of shortening it. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Hmm.
I don't know, but it's
you
quite
can't
cool.
Really shorten
like,
it, though. It can be like the dicklessness.
The dicklessness, that does fit me quite well, really. Being the hermaphroditic Aphrodite that I present myself to the world with. So, yeah, definitely that's the dicklessness. That's actually a really good fucking name. I like that. Oh, shit, that fucking totally reminds me. I wanted to thank you. I wanted to shake you by the hand. Obviously, we can't do that because we're not in physical presence, but online shaking of hands. Thank you very much for doing that photo of me. That was the best thing I'd ever seen in my life, and that made me literally loll on the floor.
Ruffle.
Well, yeah, that's the one. I don't know. All you young kids do all these things now. I don't understand.
I hate all the terms. I use them ironically, just so everyone knows.
Exactly. That's the only way to do them now. Oh, dear. Cool. So do you have anything like coming up, like any like video series or anything that's in your pipeline?
Well, I have a lot of things to talk about, but I've saved them all for my podcast. So
well, yes.
I don't really... I am making a music song thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I can't say much about it, but...
Okay, can you say, like, you know, what kind of software are you using?
I have no idea right now.
Oh, okay.
So that's good.
Well, that is good. That is good. I didn't know you were musical at all. Are you
I'm
from,
not...
like, a musical background?
Nope.
No?
It's cool. It's probably funny, so...
That's good. That's good. It's always good to try new things. It's always good to try new things.
Indeed.
I was thinking of starting up the singing thing, doing the karaoke, that karaoke party thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I quite liked the look of that. That's quite comic. I think there's a mine of opportunity there. Because you can turn the lyrics off and you can just, like, freestyle on it. It's not so bad. I quite like that idea.
Yeah, Tedious Parrot, hasn't he done some? I don't know if he still does videos on that.
He did one recently-ish, about a month ago, I think. I'm not too sure.
Oh, okay.
Still crops up on my, you know, my subscription list. It's cool.
Indeed. Cool.
But, yeah, like, I do like the idea of doing parody songs. I think there's a market there. I think it's good stuff. I've got ideas for some that I want to try and put into fruition, but...
It is really difficult. Like, I always come up with ideas, and then it's like, yeah.
But then trying to do it on an amateur level, it's so hard. Certainly, I don't have any money or anything to actually put into this. Hello?
No, I was coughing.
Oh, there we go. Oh, well done. Yeah. Wow. It's okay, you can cough. Post-production. Flick of a switch, it's all gone.
I'll just make your life difficult then.
No, that's cool.
Would it like mess up the continuity if I just sort of told everyone what the time is after everything interesting we say?
I mean, I suppose it would do, yes, if you were to give,
it's time 22 minutes past 4.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I suppose the time itself, that's not so bad, but giving the date, I don't like giving like an actual timestamp onto my podcast. I like to think of them in a timeless kind of fashion where you could listen to them at any point in history and it would, you know what I mean? It's not necessarily like, cause the moment you introduce a date, people will always think back. Cause who knows, 15 years in the future, somebody might listen to this. And the moment you introduce a date, they're going to be like, oh, that was 15 years. Fuck, this could easily exist, hopefully, in that world, as long as, you know, history still remains relevant and we haven't died off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, actually, that have to come in for that one, so I don't think that's going to work.
It is. It's annoying as well when people, at the beginning, like, I don't know why it annoys me, but they're always like, it's the 26th of... Is it January? January 2013. This is episode 7. I was like, oh, fuck you.
I don't know. I like to do my little intro at the beginning. Well, yeah, well, you know, that's all right. I can flick of a switch. There you go. No, I don't do that. I do take out, you know, like gaps and stuff. I do a small amount of editing on podcasts now.
Yeah. Editing's fun.
It can be. It's really fulfilling, I find. It's the first time that I've ever done anything like that before. I mean, this is all really new to me. Even, what, 38 episodes in? And I still, you know what I mean? I don't really know what's going on. But it's good, though. I'm having the time of my life doing this. I think it's a really good medium. And the numbers, like, slowly clock up on episodes. It's quite cool. It's quite cool. How are you doing your podcast then? Where are you, like, posting that, if you see what I mean?
Everywhere, pretty much. Like, right now, it's nowhere. I'm just live streaming it. But it will be on, like, iTunes and YouTube and stuff. And everywhere that
cool.
I can find.
I really like the YouTube idea. That was a fucking... That really opened up my eyes. When you posted the last episode on YouTube and I saw, like... It got, like, views, man.
it got really popular as well. I was looking back on it yesterday and it's, like, 1,500, I think, right now.
There you go. It's fucking crazy. But when you actually look at it, I don't know if it translates well. Wasn't it crazy? Like, I think there are more dislikes than likes.
Yeah. I don't know where all the people came from, but they were really angry.
Well, I don't know. See, that's the problem. I don't know if hour-long podcasts are, you know, I don't know if they have a real place on YouTube, like, as their first call medium. I think podcasts are definitely, like, MP3, like, a portable device. Where, like, fucking, I listen to them on the way to work. That's how I fucking get through my day, and it fucking makes a difference to my day. So, yeah, but it's definitely good to have a record of them.
The thing I like about YouTube is that the comment section is there. Like, if it's on iTunes, you don't really get any feedback, so it's sort of...
No, that's hard. You can get the iTunes reviews, but fuck me, I've never got one of those, so...
I wonder who the people are who actually write them, though. Like, I don't even use iTunes because it just annoys me.
Exactly. It's a piece of shit. Fucking, it's so annoying. And also, I mean, like, I'm 38 episodes into this fucking thing, right? And it only displays the last, like, 15 episodes that I've done. Like, if you were to go and subscribe to me right now on iTunes, you would only be able to get, like, the last 15 of my podcasts. They're not all available, even though they are all...
disappear from time?
Well, no, they still exist, because the idea is iTunes doesn't hold any podcasts at all. It's just a directory of podcasts, if you see what I mean.
I have no idea.
Well, because I post my podcasts on Podomatic, and because I do that, that creates an RSS feed, which I then plug into iTunes, and so iTunes has access to downloading... that podcast from podomatic.com. So when you subscribe to me on iTunes, you're really kind of subscribing to me on Podomatic. It's just through iTunes. If you see what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they're shady twats, man. I don't like it. Because everybody else, all the fucking famous podcasts, you go on there, they've got 300 episodes all available. You can just click whatever one you fucking want. Bastards. Not with me. Not with a small... people in this world, which I can understand, because I don't know, I just thought about it, like, if they allowed everybody to have a podcast and it's all on there, there's fucking, there would just be too much. So for the small guys like me, they've got to trim them back.
Would there be too much, though? Because, like, it's not like it's all on, like, a homepage or anything. Like, you have to search to find it anyway. Like,
no.
YouTube has a bajillion shitty videos that they just leave there.
I know. Then there are How many videos are there on YouTube, man? There are just 17. Endless. You could never... There's slightly more than 17, but...
Maybe like 25 or something.
Oh, dear, I'm going to read that one out. My voice gives you beautiful eargasms. Is that right?
Not all the time, but yeah, sometimes.
Wow. I like my voice. It's probably my third favourite thing about my body, I think.
I like your intro where it's just like, hello, my name is Martin Day, and this is the ridiculousness.
Yeah, I quite liked that. I wanted it to be short, because a lot of intros I listen to are fucking long, and also, generally, they have an advert at the beginning of them, and I don't... Although I'd love to be sponsored, that would be, you know, brilliant. That would be the dream, but...
Who would you want to be sponsored by?
Fuck knows. I mean, the ones that seem to be sponsoring people are that are, like, audible. Like, yeah, I reckon if I asked them, like, if I went through an avenue, I could probably get that. Because I've got some numbers now clocked up on Podomatic. I reckon I could get some kind of thing. But, fuck, I don't even... But then I'd have to do some bit at the beginning where I'd go, hey, if you want to get an audiobook... Why don't you go to audible.com and /TRP?
Yeah,
and you'll get
isn't
free.
That like where they give you like coupon code thingies?
Yeah,
and there's a million of them out there.
Fuck that. I couldn't, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. I could do it like once or twice, but every fucking episode? Jesus. And also, well, I don't know. Then I feel like I have to do it then. Like, I'm probably on a schedule, and I don't want to do it on a schedule. Like, that would fucking...
Yeah.
Sometimes it's difficult to get people for podcasts.
It is like, when you're like you and you've got no friends. It's difficult.
Oh. I'm more than happy to come on your podcast one time.
Not this week, because I've got like an hour to plan it, but... Probably.
No, that's in the future. When
next week, you know, like, do it, though. Like,
I can't do it next week, unfortunately. I'm on holiday.
I'm trying to find people, so,
yeah.
You know.
You are more than welcome to, like, hit me up on Twitter anytime, you know, suggesting. I'm more than happy to. If I can do it, I'll do it.
Well, I will ask you every week, just so you know.
So, wow.
Yeah. I don't have many friends. So, you know, you're my only one, so you've got to... Every week.
But then, what can I ask then? Like, what do you have like a theme for your podcast, or is it just like you talk?
There's themes that involve talking.
Well, yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I suppose it does. What kind of themes do you deal with then?
Stuff.
Stuff. Is it like gaming, or is it just it just a general chat?
Internet-y. Stuff, I guess. It's not like gaming, but there is gaming and movies and shizzles.
Cool. What movies do you like then?
Oh, Twilight. I bought Twilight. It just came today. And
wow.
Yeah, I'm gay. She sat next to me, and I don't want to watch it, because that's just sort of admitting that I'm a massive homosexual. But,
To be totally honest, right, now, it's not my cup of tea. However, there are some badass dark moments in that fucking film. There's a bit where a baby eats the fucking way out of what's-her-name's tummy, and that's fucking... Listen to me, I sound like I'm fucking 6 years old. Eats his way out of her tummy, it fucking eats her way out of it, and it's fucking gross. That's in there, man. That's badass. But yeah, it's not really my cup of tea. They all run around without their shirts on. Fucking hell. I have friends, though, that like Twilight. So, you know, what can you do? They go on about it a lot.
Yeah, I've got friends who have seen it, and they're like, oh, it's amazing. But whenever I'm like, oh, I might watch it, they're all like gay. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Give me a break, man. What's that?
If I watched it when it came out, no one would have said anything. Yeah. But now I'm kind of interested.
How about any other movies? Like, have you seen The Hunger Games?
Yes, I have. It was okay.
Yeah, not really. Again, like, you should see Battle Royale. Now, that's the fucking movie, but with the people getting killed, they get fucked up. So, because that's what it is, right? those kids, they're trying to kill each other, aren't they? But the moment it happens in the film, it's just like a fuzzy shot and then it cuts away and you're like, you're left there going, hang on, what just, did they die? Like, I didn't see it. Hang on, what just went on? No, fucking Battle Royale.
Or is it like, you know, when
exploding, all sorts of shit, man. It's crazy. Do you like films with like, okay, it's a lot of gore, but it's delivered in like a tongue-in-cheek way. It's delivered in such a ridiculous way that it's, you know what I mean? Those kind of movies. Have you?
Yeah, well, because it's not really the gore that sort of sells the movie, because it doesn't really add anything for me, but I don't like it when they sort of hold back and just sort of hide stuff.
Like, in Tarantino's movies, you know what I mean? Like, when the head explodes, it's just fucking sprays everywhere, you know what I mean? And you're left with, like, a bloodied stump and shit. It's like, fucking hell. Like, certainly, I don't know, have you seen Django?
I haven't.
Oh my god, man, fucking badass movie. This head explodes in that, man. That's...
the thing that annoys me is that heads don't really do that, do they? Like, that wouldn't happen. It just pisses me off.
That's what the movies are for. The movies are for things that wouldn't happen.
Well, you might as well just sort of, like, put some coconuts inside your head and just go, oh, yeah, this happened. Because it just... It's not real, and it's just...
You could make a film about that. Coconuts. Like, man, to be totally honest, I've already got half a script formulated in my mind.
Yeah,
can I steal that idea from you?
I've been planning that.
I'm going to call it The Man Who Puts Coconuts in Other People's Heads. And Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis are going to both play the lead role. I'm going to mould them together, and they're both going to squash coconuts up each other's asses. Mm. I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, man. He's done some fucking cheesy as fuck movies. He's a funny fucking guy, man. He's a really funny guy. Have you seen many of Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies?
I don't like him. He annoys me. So, yeah. I just sort of stay away from anything with him in it. His voice just pisses me off. And people always do impressions of him. And it's like...
That's it. That's perfect. Man, that's a good impression. You've been working on that one.
Yeah.
See, but... He's the only person in the world where you can just make a noise and everyone's like, oh, you're fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger. Doesn't really work with anybody else.
Well, this, the crazy frog.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Man, I blocked that one from my ears, you fucking... That was terrible. Did you like that then?
No.
Because you would have been, like, fucking young when that came out.
Yeah. I remember it, and I think for about a week, I was like, oh my god, it's so funny! Oh, it's a fucking frog with any
trousers
on. Yeah,
that little frog, man, and he's flying around, and, like, at the beginning, you could see his little penis woggling around, and then they blurred it out, and then they just took it out, and it's like, what was wrong with the little frog prick, man? Put the frog prick back in. I don't want to watch it. That's when I turned against the crazy frog, when they took his little frog prick out.
Yeah.
Bastards.
I just get annoyed when stuff gets too popular. I used to love meerkats from like when I was
like
a child. And then since they compare the meerkat adverts and stuff, everyone's like, oh, you have meerkats? I'm like, fuck off. I hate meerkats now. And
that is annoying, though. When you like something and you're really passionate about something and then all of a sudden it just becomes mainstream and everybody's fucking talking about it. And you're like, hang on a minute. I was talking about that like 2 years ago. And nobody fucking cared. But now, it's on a fucking advert with some cute fucking bow tie around its neck. Man, you can fuck those meerkats in the ass.
I do feel like he's sort of... I felt like me and the meerkats were friends, and they've just sort of got famous and just forgotten about me. So,
oh.
I'm upset.
Man, they're a bunch of twats anyway. You're better off without them.
Yeah.
I do apologise for being so late today. I was at work.
It was only like 5 minutes. It's cool.
I was at work and, you know, I forgot what day it was. My scheduling's been off like so badly. I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't remember what day it's from.
All weekends then?
No. I work every other Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Every other Saturday, which isn't too bad. I can live with that one now. I used to work, my working week would begin on Thursday, and then I'd work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then I'd have Tuesday, Wednesday off, and then go back to work on Thursday. That fucking, I hated that.
Because I stopped listening when you started naming days, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that lists.
That fucking killed me, man. That was terrible. It just doesn't give you any chance for, like, a weekend or anything at all, unless you book it, like, a month in advance. Fuck that. So, yeah, my schedule at work's way better now. I'm happy with that. How's your, like, school stuff going, man? How does that fit in with your, like, recording stuff? Because I can barely fit it in with a full-time job, so...
It's not that I don't, like, physically have time. I just, like, when I get home and I'm tired, I'm just like, So my videos would be really shit if I try and record. So. I have to be happy.
That's the thing. That's the thing with me. It's not necessarily that I have to be happy. I've just got to at least be, you know, fucking awake to do it. I'm just knackered when I come home from work. And I can't do it then, so I have to wait for my days off. You only get two of those, if you're lucky. Sucks.
Oh, it's got really depressing.
It has, hasn't it? We've got to lighten up the mood. We've got, like, we're having a good time talking about movies, man. What other movies? Meerkats fucking ruined everything, the little bastards. There's got to be some other movies that you liked. I mean, are you being serious with Twilight? You really like the Twilights.
I've never seen them. I bought the first one, and then if it's good, I'll watch them all.
So,
I recently started watching Doctor Who. I don't know if that's cool or not. I know a lot of people who watch it, and, you know, peer pressure, but I'm gonna watch it now, so. But it was pretty good. I watched, like, two episodes. I was like, this is amazing! So, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. When I was a kid, I used to love Doctor Who. Doctor Who was pretty fucking badass. There was... Oh, that's my phone fucking ringing in the background. That's shit.
So unprofessional.
That was, but it's in the kitchen. You probably won't even hear it on the microphone.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
I know. Oh, dear. Fuck. That threw me off there as well. What were we talking about?
Meerkats? Fuck.
No, you were talking about a movie.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, that was it. Fucking, back in the day, fucking Sylvester McCoy. And that was the Doctor that I liked. That's the one that I watched. And he had an assistant called Ace, whose name's Sophie something. I can't remember her name now. It escapes me. But she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen in my life. And I really wanted to stick my penis inside of her. So that was my obsession. Just fucking watching that and watching her. And, like, watching the new Doctor Who's. It's going to be a little bit creepy. Fucking men are creepy. So, yeah. Like, when... The way, like, men... Some men, not all men, I suppose, but the way that some men view sex, it's just, like, predatory. It's disgusting. But, yeah, that's not me, thankfully. But when I was a kid, it was. I was obsessed with sex. I just had to, like, fuck things when I was, like, 16 years old. It was incredible.
What about meerkats? Did you ever...
Never a meerkat. I think the worst it got for me was trying to fuck an inflatable sheep. I think that was... And, like... Because there's, like, these, like, vinyl seams inside of it, like, where the plastic meets. And, like, if you're not careful, man, you'll cut your dick on that shit, man. It's fucking sharp. Not a pleasant 5 minutes, that one. I came home drunk, fucking pissed out of my head. And they bought it for me for, like, a fucking Christmas present. It's one of those drunk, a fucking crazy presents that people fucking buy each other. It doesn't mean anything. But I was drunk as fuck, and I was like, hell yeah, I'll fucking stick my dick in it. No, never again. Never, ever, ever.
Well, protection.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. My life is full of weird events. Just full of crazy ass weird stories. Oh, man, my history is crazy. There's stories, like, I've told some of the stories on my podcast before. Like the time a man fucking stuck his finger in my shoe when I was in a toilet in Brighton. And he wanked himself off. whilst having his finger in my shoe. So that was a weird ass fucking moment. But that's what made me into the human that I am today, full of all these interesting encounters that most people, right, they'd be ashamed as fuck for something like that. But I don't know, I've got a kind of attitude that I don't really care. I don't give a shit, man. It's a funny fucking story. And if people think differently of me for it, fuck them. I don't need them in my life. You know what I mean?
Kind of. I don't have any similar stories, but...
You must have had some embarrassing moments in your life, though, man.
I don't know, like, I feel like YouTube's sort of, you know, is my growing up stage. And I'm just sort of posting everything on the internet, so it sort of makes stuff less embarrassing. Like, as soon as something happens, I just sort of make a video about it, and it just feels normal. Like, I have a cardboard cutout of a cow, and that's just completely normal now. Like, it's just in my room, sort of sitting there. But when I first bought that, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? But now it's like, oh yeah, I've just got a cow. Thinking about getting some other farm animals around, and it's... That's just all normal.
That's cool, man. Decorating your room is an essential thing, and it's like your shrine. If you don't have a nice room, well, I'm decorated my room because I'm lazy. But you know, if I wasn't, I would.
Yeah.
If I wasn't,
if
I wasn't lazy, I'd do so much with my life. But every time, like in the school like evenings, it would always be Martin could do better if only he'd apply himself. He could do it if he tried, but he doesn't try. And I just couldn't be bothered, man. And then I fucked up. I just fucked around for, like, 12 years. Like, after school, I didn't do anything. I just fucked around.
It's fun, though, you know?
I had a lot of fun, absolutely. I had some good times, man. Good memories from what I can remember now in my fucking drug-addled brains, but, yeah. It's all good. Keep taking the medication, man. That's all I recommend.
Well, as long as you're, like, not a rapist, you can do whatever you want, and it's all...
As long as you're not out there raping people, that's what I say.
Or murdering people, that's...
Well, no, you can murder people if you want, but don't rape them.
It depends who...
Certainly, if you are going to rape them, at least do them the common decency of murdering them first, because that's just disgusting.
Wow, I...
Sorry, I kind of went out there somewhere. I do apologise. I'm back now. It's good. Ma'am, so anyway, what time are you doing your podcast today then?
7 PM, hopefully.
So how do you live stream it? Like, how does, like, because it's something that I've been interested in doing, not necessarily with a podcast, but with like gameplay. That's what I wanted to do. But where do you like? Broadcast your stuff from? I don't understand how it even works.
Have you heard of twitch.tv?
yes, I'm aware of that.
You basically download there's loads of programs you can use, but the most popular one's called XSplit, and then you just use that to stream. It's pretty simple once you downloaded it, but you do need good internet, which I don't have,
so. Yeah, that's going to be a problem, I think, for me. I'm going to have to upgrade to some fiber optic shit. What I want to do is have Mario Kart tournaments, because me and my friends were all pretty good at Mario Kart, and fucking, I'm really good at Mario Kart. And what I want to do is have, like, online tournaments where, like, I'll have my friend code, like, posted there so people could just, like, join into the races that they're watching if they've got Mario Kart. Which a few people have, man. It's quite a popular game all over the world.
Yeah.
It's the most popular game on the Wii by far, man.
I think everyone's played it, though. Like, I don't have a Wii, but I've played Mario Kart, like, a million times. So.
Yeah. It's just perfect. The formula of it just worked from day one. I mean, obviously, the early ones, it was bound by, like... The actual physical, like, specs of the hardware. The SNES, although it's a great machine, like, Super Mario Kart on the SNES fucking sucks ass now. If you go back and play that, it's fucking horrible. It's so clunky. But that's only because it was bound by technical specifications. Nowadays, oh, it's a fucking It's a playground out there. It's amazing.
Indeed.
So, like, when you're not recording games, like, do you play games just, like, recreationally outside of recording them?
I didn't used to. I've been pretty busy at school and stuff recently, so when I come home I have been playing games and, like, listening to podcasts and stuff just for hours. It's fun. But, yeah, I think when I have to record something, it kind of makes the game less fun, so it's...
Yes, absolutely. And then also, like, if you want to just, like, play the fucking game, I just want to play it. I don't want to have to record it just for once. Can I do that, please? I only did, like, a short fucking series. I gave up with it. I can't sustain, a release, like, of it. I can't do it. And also, I get confused, like, because I don't want the episodes to be too long or too short, but when I'm, like, recording it, I'd have to, like, split it up, I suppose. Because I fucking recorded, like, 2.5 hours of, like, footage. And then I didn't even realize I'd just been playing, like, that whole time. Oh, so, and then when I went to it, it's just a broken up mess. So,
yeah.
So I don't understand how they do it online, like, where they just, like, go online for, like, 10 minutes or something. They just record 10 minutes per time.
Well, what I do sometimes is it'll be like one whole session, but I will stop the recording after 10 minutes and do an outro. And then the next video, I'll just be like, oh yeah, it's a new session. And then it makes sense.
Yeah, I suppose I've just got to set up like a reminder to do that. Like a little, like just have a clock next to me. I think that would be the best thing.
Yeah,
I just get caught up in playing the game. And when I say the game, it's just Minecraft. I'm not brave enough to record anything else right now.
My computer's like Mount Downerisms and stuff, so I can't even record Minecraft right now. So I'm playing like really weird games. Just
I saw you play that game Home. What was that game? Home? HOME or something?
Yes. Yeah,
that was fucking cool, man. That was such a cool, crazy game. I liked that. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I haven't uploaded it all because it's on my old laptop, so...
Okay, cool.
I do have it recorded. I recorded it all in one session as well for, like, an hour and a half or something. It was fun.
Yeah, it was such a cool little game, man. I was... It's that old school kind of look that's kind of... That retro thing is quite big now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It was fucking weird though. I got near the end of it. I was like, "What the hell is going on?" Yeah.
Oh man, awesome stuff though. It's awesome stuff. So, like, where do you get your games from? Like, do you just like get them on Steam or?
Well, most games are on Steam, but I just search for. I'll think of a random word and then just search. Like banana games or something. I don't recommend searching that because it's probably penis related.
I think you'll get some adult natured sites there.
Yeah, maybe try something like avocado games, and then I just thought, like, oh, this game looks fun. But they're usually on Steam anyway. So
that's cool. That's cool, man. Because it's so weird now. Because again, when I was younger. You couldn't get games online. You had to fucking get the physical discs, and they came on these little square boxes. They weren't even CDs. You had to put it in the front. Oh, it's stupid.
I think that's better though, because it stops you buying loads of stupid stuff. Like I only started buying games on Steam like 6 months ago, and I think I've got like 50 games. It's like,
wow, that's quite a lot.
It's just addicting. Just
yeah. See, I think the best way to do it, and I don't think it's really feasible to do it just now, like, but in the future, the first person, like, who can come up with a company that's like Netflix, but for computer games, where you just pay, like, a fucking $5.99 a month, and you have access to every single video game ever made.
But I don't know how it would work, though, because of... Unless, like, the company... Though I guess the company would pay the developers or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what happened. Like, Netflix. Netflix is fucking awesome, man. Although, you know what I mean? Obviously, like, you can still go out and buy it in the shop, like, probably, I don't know, 3 months before it goes onto that service or something. But, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think it's a really fucking good idea, and that's what the future will be. In the future, there won't be, you won't get any fucking discs or anything. You'll just fucking turn on a box, and it will just, you'll just have access to it, all fucking streamed online.
I don't like it, though, because I have shitty internet.
That's the problem. It's gonna be alright for, like, the top, like, third of the country. Everyone else will just have a terrible time.
Yeah.
End up crying.
I live in, like, kind of countryside-y area, so I can't even get fiber optic, even if I wanted to, and it's like 90% of people just can't get it, and it's, everything's aimed at the people who can, and it just makes them, like, kick them in the balls really hard.
I think, though, in the future, it's not going to be delivered through cables, it's all going to be wireless, there's going to be fucking antennae set up all over Britain, and you won't have it, like, plugged into the wall, it would just be fucking a wireless internet service that you will be able to get,
because you'll have an
ugly-ass antenna stuck, like, fucking 20 metres away from your house.
I really wish I was just a robot who had, like, a screen, and then if anyone thinks of something funny, they just sort of put it on my little screen. I wouldn't have to move. I'd just... Oh, it'd be great.
That would be pretty cool.
Or if people just, like, probed my brain to make me happy all the time.
I wish people would probe me to make me happy.
Wow.
That never happens. Oh, man, I love robots, though. Robots are fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a really cool robot, but they're all, like, £1 billion.
They are very expensive. To get a good one, you don't want to get one of those little shitty ones.
No. I just want, like, a robot that I can talk to.
Oh, they're called teddy bears. You can buy them in any, like, fucking charity shop.
I want them to talk back to me, okay?
Well, you can do the voice. Just pretend, like, wiggle its head. Just do a voice. It's fine. That's what I do.
Yeah, but I don't want to have a conversation with myself. I'm not, you know, I'm not interesting to talk to. I just want, like, boring conversations, though. Like, oh, have you just seen the snow? And he's like, yes, the snow is nice. I just want that sort of conversation.
I don't know if a robot would view snow as nice. I don't know if it would be able to view it as a metaphysical concept of beauty. I don't know. Would they be able to understand? See, because there's a whole fucking, like, how do you program a robot to recognize human emotions like that?
Well, you come to the right person, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult to explain. It's about the metaphalanges.
The metaphalanges?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know it was this deep.
Yeah, it's pretty complicated. I won't go into it, but...
Your mega phalanges are deep. I don't know. It's what? Sorry, you were going to say?
I was disagreeing with you, but I had my hand in front of my mouth, so, you know.
Oh, okay. Censoring yourself now, slightly.
Okay, well, sometimes when I'm looking at I'm, like, looking at Twitter right now, I take my hand off the mouse and just stare into it.
Okay, yeah. That's what you want.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always find it too distracting. I can't look at other stuff. When I'm recording a podcast, if I start looking around at stuff, that's it. Boom, I'm on the porn. My, like, knob in hand. I can't do it. So.
Well, I've been doing that for, like, 10 minutes.
But my voice gives you beautiful eargasms. Oh,
it's,
dear.
58 minutes past 4. I forgot
nice.
To do my time stamps.
That's okay, don't worry. You just, you know, it's all good.
It was going to be amazing. But now, like, there's only going to be, like, two of them now, and people are going to be really upset. They'll be like, oh, he's going to do timestamps all the time, and it's two of them.
You didn't keep up to your promise, man.
Yeah.
How many promises do you break in a week, do you reckon?
About 17.
That's quite high.
Well,
I reckon I average about 4.
For myself, though. I don't really
promise. Oh, those ones don't count, man. Those ones don't count.
They do, though.
17, if it's promises to yourself, 17's a remarkably low number.
Well, I say myself, it's more the internet. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'll make this video tomorrow and it'll be really good. And I never do.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just letting the people down.
It's all right, because like, you do come out with videos, man. It's you just got to do it as you can do them. You know what I mean? Because to be totally honest, right, the releasing schedule that you have, right, for your age, it's fucking phenomenal, man. It's really good. So, like, you're bound by, you know, responsibilities to do other shit, right? So you can't do it all the time. The fucking schedule that you have is pretty good, man. I see you in my feed, so...
It does genuinely annoy me, though, because, like, most of the time it's because I'm too tired to make a video. That's why I'm not making it. It's not because, you know, I was genuinely busy. I was just sort of, like, sat there doing nothing for hours. So it's sort of like,
You shouldn't beat yourself up about it, man, honestly.
People just complain, though. That's why it's...
Well, fuck them. Fuck other people, man. Just do what you want to do. Don't feel that you've got to do things. Do things because you want to do it. Don't fucking...
I'm scared of rejection.
Well, yeah, that's just another story in itself.
Yeah.
Do you give a fuck what people think about you? Really?
Not really, but, like, I try not to let people down, which I do a lot, so it's...
What do you mean? How do you let people down? Well,
because people, I sort of do something like, really good, and then people go, oh, we do another thing like this. I'm not going to name anything specific, but...
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, sure. And then they're like, oh, when's it going to be out? I'll be like, I don't know, tomorrow? And then it never is, so...
See, yeah, you should never publicly commit yourself to something. Certainly, if you never know when you're going to do it, though.
Yeah, but, like, for a short period of time, they're like, this man's amazing. He just did another... Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm that cool. And then I fuck it up.
Oh, yeah. Dear. But, you know, as long as... You just got to do the videos whenever you want to do the videos, man. If you don't want to do them, then that's probably the best idea, because they'd be shit. So, you know.
There's got to be... I feel like there's got to be some sort of balance, though, because there's people who just start YouTube... And they're really good, but they're not very consistent, and then they just sort of fail.
Yeah, me.
Yes, that's who I was thinking of.
Exactly like me. I know you didn't want to name any names, but you know, I'm gonna burst that bubble right now.
Yeah, what is this podcast? It sucks. I've seen it a couple of times, and like, I was just crying by the end of it. It's depressing.
I'm sorry, I am quite a depressing person, I have to say.
Sort your life out. He sucks. I just...
Oh, dear.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
I know.
Oh, people watching, don't.
People listening. Nobody's watching.
Did you see my I Hate Echoes video?
No. What was your Hate Echoes video?
Well, there's my friend, Echoes of an Artist. I made a video calling him a Nazi. There's so much hate for that. It was... It's like calling someone a Nazi is obviously a joke as well. It's not like he was actually a Nazi, but...
It's pretty hard to be a Nazi in today's society. Yeah. And, like, keep that quiet.
But, you know.
You can't keep it quiet. Everyone knows. Everybody talks about it behind your back. They pretend like they don't know, but they know.
Yeah, it sucks. Like, I've been trying to be a Nazi for a while, but it's just... Yeah, everyone they're really mean. They just don't understand, like, I hate everyone. Most races, I just fucking hate.
As long as you hate them all equally, apart from your own, that's fine.
Yeah, it's not like I'm just picking on certain people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not my fault, I was just born.
You're just born that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Lady Gaga song. Poker Face, that one.
Yeah.
Oh my god, brilliant. So what kind of music do you like then? Do you like any, like, of these modern pop songs? Do you like any of that shit? How about that fucking Taylor Swift song? Do you like that fucking piece of shit?
I don't know which one you're talking about, because I know them all, obviously.
Oh, okay. The fucking, the one that she's got out at the moment, though, we will never, ever, ever get back together.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. That's actually pretty good.
My friends talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me. We ain't never getting back together. Fuck, God, man.
It's fucking amazing. Best song
in the world. It's fucking amazing. It sucks my fucking nuts, man. It destroys me inside. They play it on the fucking radio a bazillion fucking times a day, and it drives me insane.
I just don't listen to the radio, because I'm not...
See, yeah, I don't know, it's on the radio at work. We listen to the radio. And, you know, they do play some, sometimes they have some good fucking songs on the radio. I like music, but some fucking songs drive me crazy. I fucking hate them. Oh my God, it's just so annoying.
That's just racist. You should just...
It's not racist against songs, it's songist. I'm songist. I'm bandist. That's what I think. Wow. Fucking hate those twats who release those verbal diarrhea assaults on my eardrums. Bastards.
Well, they aren't released, do they? It's the record company. So that does make you a racist.
You, sir, are racist.
Wow. That was racist. You're just a big racist.
That was pretty racist of you, though. Gotta say, though, right? That was pretty racist.
It's 5:05.
I think that was probably the most racist thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I can't believe the amount of racism that's in this show. This is probably... I'm going to rename it the Racist. It's just going to be called The Racist. Pret the Racist.
Wow. You should just cut that really racist thing you just said out. no one will ever know how racist you really are. Do you want to know something interesting I did today?
What did you do today?
I kicked my desk so hard that I think I broke my foot.
Shit.
I'm pretty sure it's broken right now. I was watching a movie and I had this really weird setup because I had to put my TV on my desk because my monitor doesn't have like a HDMI input thing. So
yeah.
I finished watching.
Ha. Hi. Yeah, unfortunately, Skype is a bit clunky sometimes, and I lost the connection. I called him right back, and then we picked up about here. Sorry about that. You were saying...
I don't know where I was, because I was just talking for hours, and then...
I know. Oh, what a shame, what a shame.
I'll summarise what happened. I kicked my desk really hard.
That was it.
My foot was bleeding everywhere. And then, fortunately, my mum just came home, and she was like, what the fuck have you done? And then she, because she's, a nurse-type person, so she, saved my life. If she didn't come in, I probably would have died. Wow. I was losing so much blood. It was oh, God.
You would have bled out on the floor. Oh, no.
It really hurts as well, which is...
Oh, is it still painful now, then?
Yeah, well, it was only, 4 hours ago.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
Rubbish. Oh, you poor thing.
I know, I'm trying my best just to keep going.
You're soldiering through. Well done. Well done, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed by myself. I surprised myself with how...
To be totally honest, I admire your balls. So. From afar, of course. I would never admire your balls close up.
Oh, wow. It's 5:09.
The time, sponsored by Press. Boop.
That would be pretty cool, sponsoring time, or time sponsoring me.
Well, the time is sponsored by Acurus. That's what they do on the talking clock. There's a talking clock, you dial a number, and you can get the talking clock. Never heard the talking clock?
Why would you... Wouldn't they, if you had...
There is a number that you can call where you will get the precise time. You've never heard of the talking clock. Oh, man, you've never fucking lived. Go on Google and type in talking clock.
Okay.
Oh, I've got to do this now as well. Oh, I just typed in talking talk. Talking clock, there you go. Speaking clock, timeline.
Well, I see it. Okay.
Speaking clock. Oh, wow.
What the fuck is...
But you've just got the speaking clock, sir.
Okay,
Did you not know about that? Well, no, obviously not. I've introduced you to a new thing. There you go.
Why would anyone need to use that, ever?
Because sometimes you just need to know the fucking time.
Yeah, but surely it's on your phone.
Well, not everybody has a phone.
I don't have a phone, but how are you dialing the number?
Well, you go to a payphone, isn't it?
I didn't even know payphones still existed. That's...
I don't know, probably not. Yeah, you have to have... Oh, man, it gives the times in other places around the world. You can find out the time in Bermuda right now.
I could do that without a talking clock, but...
Ah, no, but it's better when it reads out, right? Don't you think?
No. Unless I had a little robot who did that.
Unless you had a little fucking robot that did that, absolutely.
The time is 5:11. The snow is really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. The snow, I don't know. Because wouldn't it get fucked up in the snow, though?
It's not going outside,
under ice. You've got to let it outside every now and then.
Please let me go ice skating.
You've got to buy it like some fucking hot chocolate when you're out and shit, just to keep it warm. Put a coat on
it. I don't think robots drink, just saying.
Well, they'd have to, just to fit in with society. I don't think we would be comfortable without them, like, fucking eating and drinking something.
I don't think the plan was, though, that robots are supposed to fit in. Because you wouldn't make them out of metal, really.
I want them to fit in.
Really? I like the ones that sort of dance and stuff.
Yeah.
And wear hats.
Yeah.
I like hats.
Cool. How many hats do you have?
I've got, like, two.
You've got two hats? That's a lot of hats. There's two more hats than I've got.
Yeah, but I'm always searching for hats. I think, oh, one day I'm going to have a fucking hat collection. It's going to be amazing. But I never do.
It's a full-time job, collecting hats. Yeah. Do you know what? I don't have a head for hats. My face, my head just does not fit in a hat. I've got a weird-shaped head. I don't understand what's going on with it. So.
My head's pretty big. Like, it was always bigger than normal, and it upset me.
Oh.
It doesn't look abnormally shaped, but
yeah.
It was always, like, just slightly bigger than everyone else's. Like, in primary, they would, like, in maths and stuff, you'd yeah. sometimes measure your head, and mine was always the biggest.
You're that, always the biggest.
And I'm really small as well.
Oh, do you have an oversized head?
I don't know. I don't think I do, but apparently, you know... The facts are there, like, the statistics are just saying I've got a massive head.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm so self-conscious now about my head size.
Oh, God.
Mm. I just cry myself to sleep about it. It's fucking...
You shouldn't let it bother you so much.
Yeah, but I've got a massive head, you know.
There's nothing you can do about it, man. Just,
well, you know, you're saying that, your tiny little head. What
I have not got a tiny little head. I've got quite a large head myself.
Yeah.
But it's a weird shape, so, yeah, I don't know. You've probably got the worst deal than me.
Yeah. Well, I've seen your head. You look like shit, so.
I do look like a shit, yeah. I don't know. I think I've got an interesting face.
Interesting.
It's taken me a long time to come to terms with my face, though. I didn't like my face for a long time.
Well, I think we... Because I've got to get ready for my podcast.
Cool.
Do you want to
okay.
end it off?
Yeah. No, I think so. We've done a good hour of footage. It's good stuff.
Shit. I wouldn't say good stuff.
I had a good time.
An hour of stuff, I would say.
Thanks. That's a good review. Do you mind if I quote you on that?
Review.
Do you mind if I quote you on that one?
Yeah.
It's just an hour of stuff. I think that's probably the fucking title. That might even be it.
Hello, my name is Martin Day. This is an hour of stuff. This is episode, what episode are you on?
38.
Well, you're nearly at the big 39.
Nearly at the big 39. Can't fucking wait for that one. That's going to be a magical number.
Are you going to do something special?
I am going to do an episode 39 special, yeah. I'm going to do a show where it is just me and I'm just masturbating to the tune of Taylor Swift. We are never, never getting back together.
Wow. Oh, that's also, if you had a robot, well, it could, like...
It could be a sex bot. I'd like that. You could just fuck the robot.
Not knowing.
Do you know what? I would definitely fuck the robot. If the robot had a robot vagina, fuck the robot vagina.
Robots are males all the time.
Well, a robot butthole, then. I'll fuck the robot butthole. Is it gay if you fuck a man robot?
Is it gay if you fuck a man robot?
Yeah.
Yes, it's slightly...
But they don't have a gender. They're autonomous.
No, because they have male voices.
But they don't have male genitalia.
It's like saying Google Translate is a female. It just isn't. It's a male. You just hear it in their voice.
To be totally honest, I'm just thinking about fuck robots now.
Wow.
I think this is the best place to end it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for agreeing to come back on. This has been much fun, much fun.
Yeah, it has been.
Have you had a good time?
No, it's pretty shit.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Cole Beans. Yeah, I guess I will endeavour to speak to you once again in the future. We should do this again.
We should.
Lovely. Till the next time, then. Bye.